Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use.
Hey guys, Nate here. My character's name is Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old drug addict of the group. He's a level 2 barbarian. And fun fact about Duke, his best friend's name is Skeeter McFly.
Hi, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a 26-year-old mentally retired crazy cat lady, level 2 rogue. She has toxoplasmosis and she loves some good tuna peas and mac and cheese. Fun fact, Miss Muffin doesn't even know what furries are, but she makes and sells art from her cat's fur and she calls it her furry art.
Hey, I'm Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he lives a very modest life, but is secretly a very wealthy man.
Hey, Ryan Tucker here, R2. I play as Police Stick Sock Jelly. I'm the cleric of the group. I am a MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, Sock Jelly makes a great trash panda marinade.
Hi, I'm Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is, sloths have been known to grab their own arm, mistaking it for a branch, which causes them to fall out of trees and sometimes kills them.
Oh my god!
That's awesome!
He's like, oh shit!
So where we left off, you guys had left a cavernous area and escaped the hook horrors, and you came across this opening that led into what looked like actual stone walls, and you saw a big, giant, green, gelatinous cube sitting there, speaking to you in your minds, and says, "Hi, I'm Globagool. What do you do?"
Does any of y'all want to start chatting up with him? I want to check these walls out, for sure.
I'm not a very chatty person.
Who are you?
He just said his name was Galabagool.
My name is Galabagool. it's the name I've given myself. What are you guys?
What are you?
What are you? Well, I'm a gelatinous cube.
Can't you see?
what are you guys doing down here?
Trying to go west.
Sightseeing.
You know? Yeah, just tunnel.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but there is a demon lord that has awakened down here, and that's why I'm smarter than the rest of the cubes, and I can speak, and my name is Galabagool.
So you're a demon?
No.
A demon lord made you speak?
Yes, a demon lord made me speak, gave me an intelligence of 10.
Hmm. What is your purpose?
I stand here. I eat people that walk through me.
Globagool, can you pull that sword out of you, or is it like stuck in there for good?
I could. This mace, it is hidden by my green cube goo. But I haven't had friends in a long, long time. I've been down here by myself.
Because you eat people.
I might be able to use that mace to try and stop the dragon from killing possible future friends that you could have. You know, it's kind of hard to make friends in the dragons. Or not dragon, but demon is a, you know, kill. Same thing.
Demon lord, you scared demon. Me.
Yeah, well, you know, they both kill indiscriminately.
Make a persuasion check.
Oh, no. That would be, 8.
Ooh. Ooh.
Not loud.
That's good. That's fine. I rolled to see if he...
Luckily, he's barely intelligent enough to speak.
See what's going on, yeah. He rolled an 8.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to give it to you. So Globagool says, "So you'll let me be your friend, and I can come with you guys, and we can go see stuff other than these walls?"
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as you say that, you can kind of see, like he's got two eyeballs floating inside of his cube, and they don't have eyelids, but you can tell that they just got happy. like the eyelids kind of like the eyes kind of grew bigger.
That's
good. And then he goes and throws up the mace. So you picking up the mace then?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll put it in my pack.
Actually, so when you grab the mace, you pick it up and you see the tip of it kind of spark a little bit, and it lights up with a green flame that is just glowing at the tip of the mace. So you can use an action to make the head of the mace alight with a green flame, or use an action to extinguish the flame. While the mace is lit, it glows as brightly as a torch and deals an extra 1 fire damage on hit.
That's what
what's its standard damage?
Like just normal mace. Okay. Whatever. I'll have to look at it here.
Very nice, very nice.
Yay. Good job.
What else you got in there, Globagool?
He goes, and spits out like the what looks like a kind of digested body of a drow.
Oh.
And you can have that back.
Oh, wow.
And then he just kind of steps over it and sucks it back up then. So Glabagool kind of scoots backwards and just keeps scooting backwards until he's into a bigger open room. You guys are going to just kind of follow him through this tunnel ruin here.
Alright, I was going to check out these walls, see what's going on with the stonework.
Okay, you're going to do your stone cutting, so do a history check and you'll add your whatever you've got on it, if you have anything, and what you got?
-1.
Okay, so you'll add +4, though.
Okay, +4. 18 +4.
Okay, so you definitely look at the walls of this place, and you can tell that this place has been down here for a long, long, long time, and it's kind of been shifted and broken up from the Demon Lord Jubilex's arrival. So the walls are, like, cracking and breaking, and you can see kind of bits of water trickling through it, throughout the stones. So you can definitely tell that these stones are not holding up well.
Not stable, huh?
Yes.
All right. Let's follow Glabagool. All
right. Follow Glabagool. You get your way, through, like, a little bit of a tunnel there, and it cuts off and opens to a slightly bigger room, about 20, 30 feet wide room. But there is visible, like, puddles of water all along the wall. And Glabagool leads you on again down a very long tunnel that goes throughout, winding through this big temple. It's just more water in the corners of the rooms all across. And you get to the end of this long hallway, and it cuts around, and you have... There's four, like, doorways that all go to the west. And there is one, like, tunnel work broken up path. You can see where the stone wall was broken. And there's, like, a path leading back to the east. That's all that's ahead of you. There is definitely water building up in the floors. You can see it visibly in, like, the corners and stuff. Glabagool kind of scoots over to the corner and just waits for you guys to decide what you want to continue to do.
We need to go west. There's four options.
Are we supposed to be heading west?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Sure,
we need to go west.
So, currently, because if you guys remember, before you entered this place, the tunnel you were going through collapsed. You guys had to make your saves to dive through the tunnel, and you all made it. So right now, you don't really know which direction is which. You know what I mean? We're you guys lost. Don't know which, if west right now is going to lead you back where you go. This is just west from the room you're standing in.
Okay, and you said there's a cracked pathway?
Yes.
But it's filling up with water?
Yes. You can see lots of water building up in there, like piled up on the floor and like in there. It's not like deep, deep water. It's just in the path, all you just see is lots of water.
Okay.
But you've seen that throughout the whole temple now. There is definitely water building up. And you know that the stone is not well-made stones.
Yeah.
They're old and they're falling apart.
It's about to go down.
So you've got... two options to go east, or there's the four paths to the west, which they just look like four doorways that kind of lead down the hallway paths.
What do you think, squad?
I don't want to drown.
Four doorways. There's a lot of options. Five options.
The crack seems scary. The crack path.
I'll let you guys decide. I'm just along for the ride.
The crack path is scary.
Run into something that wants to kill us.
But four options to go the same direction. So why?
I say we take one of the two from the east.
Okay. Which one would you like? There's a very far right door. There's another one. There's another one. They're like all lined up right there together. You can see the paths go back throughout it.
Are they just doorways or paths?
They're doorways that lead. They're actual, look like real doorways, like where there was. Okay. Like it's not just a cavern.
I was just
open.
Wondering if there's four doors going in one cavern or.
Well,
like
you can't really
path.
See down the path because it is very dark, dim lit in here.
Well,
other than
point
his,
with the green light torch.
The dark vision people can see. Green so you guys actually, you can see ahead, but it looks like it goes down a path and then cuts off, so you can't really see.
Okay,
each
it's
one
around
kind,
it
each
all.
One kind
way,
of cuts
I,
off. So.
I can take point with the.
I feel like we're about
base.
To walk into a labyrinth.
Possibly.
Okay, which path are you going to take? Which door?
One,
two, three, or four. You can just say which one and I'll look at it on here.
Three.
Follow.
Okay.
New crystal's leading the way.
Holy Trinity.
We'll do three.
Three?
Go,
all Luke. Right.
What's behind?
Give me
door
a perception three. Check, Duke Crystal.
I can do that. That would be... 19.
Okay, so ahead you see like this, there's a piece of the flooring's like stone, walk going on like actual stone, and you see one that's kind of like uneven with the rest up ahead of you.
Yeah, I want to point that one out. Say, let's not step on that
okay.
stone.
It's
right
about
there.
10 foot of 10 foot of a like stone slab there. So.
Should I check integrity?
Do you weigh? What do you mean? Check integrity.
I'm stone cutting.
Walk on it. Oh,
I
you mean you want
to
check
look
the?
At it?
Oh, okay. You want to check the floor?
See if it's a trap.
Yeah.
How are you gonna do that? How are you gonna walk up and check the trap? Or check the spot for a trap?
Without stepping on it. Definitely do it without stepping on it.
Is there any loose rocks around? I could throw a heavy rock on it?
Yeah, there's lots of crumbled rocks from the walls falling.
Let's throw a big rock on it and see if it does anything.
Okay, make me a ranged attack. So. Where's that?
A 9.
A 9? Okay, so you toss it on there and the floor collapses as you hit it with the rock. So you got a 10-foot gap now, right there.
Alright, guys.
Nice.
Nice. Who's chucking me?
Who's chucking you? He's now a torpedo. He's a rock. Just throw him.
Wait, I probably should not. That's strength. And I don't
know. My biggest question is, what is Gooball going to do now?
Gooball?
Wait, can he
no
stretch?
No way the gelatinous dude can jump.
No,
he can climb a wall, right?
Yeah, he actually can like stick the wall into the
slime
and shit. Yeah, he's
do
he's
we
a
trust
big,
him
can he give us a ride
to suck us in and spit us back out on the other side and just take us?
Well,
away.
I'm an asshole, so I'm jumping across.
Okay, give me athletics.
Get a ride in the jelly man.
That'd be 7 plus 7, 14.
Okay, you make it across. Anybody else jumping? Are you guys gonna go ride? Try and ride.
I don't trust him, so.
Jump?
Can he throw you?
Yeah, can he shoot me? Can the gelatinous?
That's up to you.
I would not
want
to get inside him.
I think I'm going to jump it.
You going to jump it? You want him to try to throw you?
I'll stand there on the
ready. Throw me? Go ahead.
I'll stand there on the ready to catch you.
Okay, hey, I'll let you roll with advantage because he's going to stand ready to catch him, so that's a help action. So. Okay, so roll again. What you got?
16.
Plus nothing. Okay. I'll give it to you. I'll say you kind of. How do you do this? How do you
pick
throw
him up by the waist and
chocolate
collar
style
and
okay.
throw him like a soup? Like
yeah.
A,
so like you're
a bale of hay. Or
yeah.
Oh,
so he's like you're like a bouncer throwing him out of a club, like grabbing him by his belt loop and his collar just
shirt.
Launching him across. Duke Crystal catches you fluently and then drops you on the ground because.
I'm not gonna carry you.
Alright, so Duke Crystal, Flea Stick, you guys are across the gap. Archie, what are you doing? You gonna jump?
I'm gonna try to jump it.
Okay, give me athletics.
We're stand here for at the ready
still, I guess.
Right, we're all here advantage. For you.
So it's 14 plus 2, 16.
All right. Yep. Oh, you can go again if you want. Make it some better.
I'm not helping Kelly's character.
No. Okay, we're going to go with the first one.
All right. So, yeah. You have a cat. You jump across. So, Miss Muffin, are you going to jump this gap in the trap that they found, or how are you going to get across this gap? Glabagool's kind of standing by, but he's just in the back. The rest of them jumped.
They jumped.
Archie actually threw Flea Stick. But you do what you want. Jump. They jumped.
Okay, I'll jump. I'll do it.
Okay, jump. Just athletics check.
You should always land on your feet.
I know, right? That's what I'm thinking. And I've got Hazel on my shoulder. Yeah, at the bottom. I don't want to kill her.
That's why I'm not.
She
helping.
Barely misses. Can I try to can I roll and try to catch her?
Where's my
You can try to catch her with. Yeah.
My athletics is a minus one, so this is not good. Oh, crit.
Natural one?
Yeah.
Oh, bug, dog.
You guys shouldn't have let me jump. Shouldn't have let me jump.
I should have thrown it.
Gelatinous monster.
So,
that's me kitty. And my baby girl.
So, you fall to the bottom. Oh, actually, no. Okay, actually, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to give you a save, but you can't. So, you fall to the bottom, and you take...
Land on your feet.
No, you don't get to, sorry. Six damage. I'm sorry.
Dang. Is Hazel okay?
Yes, her cat's fine.
She landed on me.
Damn it!
Alright, Globagool, go
damage.
Down there and get her.
Do we have a rope? Does anyone have a rope?
Well, Globby can bring her up.
Do we trust her to, like...
Yeah, he's inside the glove. Yeah,
Can I climb up?
Best
can I climb up? Is it safe? Will I make it?
You might make it. You might not.
No. Here's what happens. So, you fall down into this hole and take 6 damage, and you're hurting pretty bad. Glabagool slimes his way through the hole and goes down there, literally engulfs you.
Yeah.
And slides out as fast as he can, and then spits you back out next to everybody.
Oh.
Am I okay from that?
You're fine.
Oh, thank you, Glabagool.
You just smell like
you're
shit.
Welcome, my friend. I thought I lost you.
The cat died, though. He ate the cat. He kept it inside.
Oh, you're a true friend.
All right, so now that happened, you kind of turn around after that fiasco happens, and you see a fountain in the middle of this room.
Perfect.
And there's, like, notches in all the walls. There's, like, 6 notches, and one of the notches is pouring water through it.
Nice.
It's a trap.
The fountain is definitely filled with water.
It's a pressure trap.
What do you do in this room?
I'm going to check out all the stonework again.
Make sure it's not a trap.
Gain some insight on it.
So yeah, you can go ahead and do that. Go ahead. Give me a history check.
9 plus 4.
What you got? 9 plus 4?
Would it be insight, though? Would it be
no,
it
would just
insight?
Be history.
All right, well, -1, so 8.
8? So you kind of look over the walls, and you're, like, rubbing your hands across them, and...
Well, +4, because my stone cutting.
So you got... What'd you get? 8?
It'd be 9. It'd be 12.
All right, I'll give you this, then. So as you run your hand across the wall, you feel, like, 7 niches, like, niches... I don't know how to say that word.
Notches.
Niches.
Niches, yeah, niches. In the wall. And every, like, so many, there's water you can feel, like, trickling through the walls just slightly. There's also the big area pouring water, and the walls are actually seeping through these spots in the walls. Yeah.
That's so that. They're just holes.
Yep. They're just niches in the walls that are seeping in water.
So is the water safe to drink?
Do
we need it?
You can try. It's just water from inside of a cave.
I can use it to wash all my goop off.
Yeah, sure.
And
you want to wash the goop off. Are you going to climb in the fountain? Or
I don't know. Is there Hazel any insight to
this fountain? Like, what is this fountain?
You can make an investigation check. Somebody, whoever has good investigation, to check out the fountain.
Yeah, that's not me.
Anybody got good investigation?
I have a plus one.
I'm good at breaking shit.
I have a plus three.
Okay, there we go. So Miss Muffin steps forward to check the fountain. I'm
gonna investigate the fountain. 7 plus 3.
Fountain.
10. How do you search the fountain? How do you, like, what's Miss Muffin doing to search this fountain? Is she just, yeah.
She's gonna whale flop inside of it, look around, sniff it.
Okay, so, you dive into the water just, like, sporadically and frantically, and Hazel, like, rammers at you real loud and jumps off your shoulder onto the side of the fountain and starts looking herself pissed off that you just jumped in water with her. But you find 112 silver pieces, 41 gold pieces, yes. 3 gold bracelets,
yes.
A plus one dagger that has the hilt of a spider design on it,
oh my God.
Potion of greater healing, and a vial containing oil of slipperiness.
Ooh. Is this a wishing?
Oh, no, fuck. Got the lube, boy.
You wild. Have. You can put it in your inventory. You have a plus one
that's
dagger.
Just a fancy way to call it lube.
Is this a wishing well?
Dump it on the ground. Fuck them up.
I don't know.
Fuck them up.
Run at me.
It's hard to. Hard to
I don't know how to
lube.
Test. Is there a way you want to test it out if it's a wishing well?
Gather some kind of. What would you call it?
I got a gold piece. I wish for drugs.
You wish for drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. So. you're gonna walk up and you're gonna toss in a gold piece, one gold piece. Roll D100.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is gonna be pure luck roll. This is what I'm doing. I'm gonna do a luck
please,
roll.
For the drugs.
What you got?
That is a 42.
Wow. Okay. I literally put it at 40 or lower. You were not gonna find anything. Listen to this.
Yes.
Okay, so 42. you kind of push everybody out of the way and you throw your coin in there and you're like, just give me drugs. So Glabagool hears this and kind of slides up from behind. He says, you're Duke, right? Duke's your name? You didn't introduce yourself, but you're Duke, right? I heard your friends call you Duke.
Yeah, that's what people call me.
You like drugs?
Love fucking drugs.
Glabagool like sticks out a side of his like his cube, one of the corners, as if he's going for like a knuckle punch. Like he's like, oh, that's cool, bro, that's tight. He goes, that's tight, bro, and he like sticks out a side of him. Are you gonna tap on Glabagool to give him a little?
I lick his elbow.
You lick his elbow?
Whatever it was.
So you go
if
up.
It's his elbow.
Okay, so
his I lick it.
So you walk up and you lick his elbow, and he's like, oh no, dude. Oh no. Oh no. Dude, you were supposed to wait. If you would have waited, I would have given you. You're going to freak out. You're going to freak out.
Oh no.
So, yes. He was.
A bad trip, still a trip.
He was going to give you a concoction, but you licked it. The direct. What do you call it? The direct base.
The origin point?
Yes, the origin point of it. So it's like the most potent, uncut, like.
Yes!
Slimy, nasty liquid on your tongue.
That's what I went for.
Nothing quite happens yet, but you can definitely feel your body, like, tingling.
Oh, my.
Tingling, your brain's, like, tingling, everything's tingling.
Should we tie him up?
Yes.
He's gonna get more dirt.
More dirt. All right. All right. Anything else?
Does that regenerate?
What?
Does he constantly produce that?
Don't give him any more, Glabagool.
Yes, it's his goo. It's his goo, basically.
Oh,
he can produce. He can produce
around.
Like a special chemical that.
I'm taking him back to the real world.
No.
He's walking on this feature.
He's gonna work in my lab.
$5 lick.
For labs.
So as you guys continue rummaging around the fountain room, Shushar comes sprinting down the path you guys were on and says. We gotta get out of here, The rock loop just broke loose and the place is filling with water. So the path that you guys originally came from is now like damn near engulfed in water. There's like, you can see it coming through the walls.
Oh no.
So, what do you do?
Run.
You've got the only option is the other path, so I guess you guys are going to take that.
Yeah, we're going to the hell out of here.
You're going to go fast as fuck.
Okay, so as you go sprinting through this tunnel broken off into the path, you open up to a big room just filled with water, and it's pouring in. But you can tell at this point, there is nowhere really for you to go because the whole place is filling with water. You've got about 2 actions worth of time before you're completely filled with water in this place. What do you guys want to do?
And there's no path out?
There's a huge room here that's filled with water. You can see water kind of pouring in from the top. Like, there's water pouring down from the top. Not just like a crack in the wall. There's like a hole up there pouring water in.
So do we ride the water to the hole and climb out? Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to wait it out and swim to the top of the pool, or ride the water to the top of the pool and climb, try to climb out the hole, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So everybody give me athletics checks as this place completely fills with water and is now filled to the top, and you need to swim.
24.
8 minus 4?
Natural 20?
Yep.
24. Natural 20 plus, okay.
Plus 4.
Damn, okay. Hell yeah. What'd you get?
7.
9. Plus 2 is 11.
11? Okay.
8.
You got an 8?
Yes.
Okay, so with the natural 20 of Flea Stick, Miss Muffin, you failed. So, as you kind of start swimming, but you're trying to, like, catch Hazel as you're swimming and falling and starting to sink down a little bit, Flea Stick Sock Jelly, the cleric of the group, is like a torpedo launched out of a submarine. He's just like, and comes flying up through the water and grabs you on the way, since you're the one who failed on that.
Yay.
Worst.
Save me.
And what'd you get?
11.
Did you, 11? So you swim to the top. And you got an 8, right?
Yes.
Okay. Shushar comes flippering by with his swimming body and grabs you and takes you up because he rolled very good. And the rest just follow their way up because Flea Stick saved Miss Muffin. Duke and Archie swam out, and the rest made it as well. Glabagool, you see him at, like, the bottom of the water, and he kind of just starts, like, jumping and floating to the top and then squeezes through one of the cracks and, like, a different crack in the wall. So you may see him in a little bit, or
damn,
see what happens with him.
You should have sent him through the niches in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about him contorting down to small size, but oh well.
Okay, so you guys made it out of there. That was good thinking, Flea Stick Sock Jelly, because that was literally the one way out. Was the water coming on the top, so. Good on ya. You guys kind of swim out, and you're in, like, what seems to be a huge, like, almost like river in this cavernous area. It's just, like, a big, huge body of water. You see kind of tunnels passing off in different various areas. Shushar kind of points you off and says, I think we're getting close to my, my home. I can almost recognize some things here, and points you off towards a certain path. So you guys are going to swim over there and take that path, follow Shushar, or are you going to investigate other things? There's, like, multiple paths in this huge room you see as you come across the water and climb up on some rocks.
Which is the next squad?
Do we have time to investigate before we die?
I'm just following along.
It's up to you.
I think not risk it.
Fucking folded at this point.
I don't want to risk Hazel's life.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah, I'm just following
yeah.
around.
So, Duke, I guess give me, I don't know, this would be wisdom or constitution. It's like, is your body going to withstand what's about to happen, or is it your mind?
My constitution.
Go with constitution. We'll see what happens.
That is 11.
11. So, you can start telling that at this point, like, the room is changing colors. Like, things are starting to ripple into colors. You still are standing, you're still thinking, but it's getting blurry.
Hell yeah.
Are you guys? You say you guys are going to follow Shushar's path, or are you going to investigate further on other things?
Looking at the colors, man.
I'm going to follow Shushar.
I want to follow Shushar and not die. My kitty doesn't want to die either.
Okay.
I'll eat that kitty.
No. Keep his druggie away from me.
Alright. Then, at this point, Shushar leads you guys through some tunnels and starts, like, rapidly getting quicker and quicker. You can tell he's moving. He knows where he's going. He's starting to recognize this area big time. And you finally come out into this humongous, like, looks like a swamp, but isn't a swamp. And he says, this is the Dark Lake. This is my home. The Dark Lake, we use it for fishing. It's a holy place. And our town of Sloop-de-Loop is located inside the Dark Lake. And I can take us there. We're almost there. He gets very excited, but you guys have to kind of traverse across this, like, weird, swampy, dark, like, humongous lake. I don't mean you have to actually traverse, I just mean it's happening. So, let's go to Sloop-de-Loop. Okay, so, Shushar takes off running, and you kind of see this, like, huge, like, fenced gate. Like, there's this humongous gate. It's about 300 foot wide, like, long gate. Like, it's huge. This is a huge place. And as you're walking up, Shushar stops and tells everyone to stop. And you see a group of people like him, the Kuotoa, kind of marching around. There's 8 of them, walking around with, like, spears and bows and all kinds of various weapons. And suddenly you hear a shout, and 6 other Kuotoa come running out of nowhere and just start violently killing each other. They all are fighting and cutting each other down, and they you can tell something crazy is going on in this place. Shushar looks frightened, but he looks like he knows what's happening. He knows what's going on. As they all start to fall, Kuotoa, you know, are dying off, and you see a... Like I'm saying, this is fucking names. Bear with me here. All right. So the Kuotoa walks up and does the... like Shushar had done before to you guys to speak. And he then sticks out his hands, seeing that you guys can't understand him, and casts tongues. So what that does is you guys can understand their language for 1 hour until it's casted on you again.
Nice.
The language of the one who casted it.
Thank you.
He says, I am Blue Peen, Archpriest of the Sea Mother, Blip-Doo-Poop. She answers my prayers and my delivering you. Help us and you will be rewarded for your service.
Nice.
Well, it's hard. What the fuck did he just say?
I understand our language is very hard for people of the common language, but I will repeat. I am Blip-Doo-Peen. Archpriest of the Sea Mother, Blip Dual Poop.
And you put
is the left side of my face sagging?
Yes, yes it is.
You're here to help us. You'll be rewarded for your service.
Alright, let's get
going.
What
do you need help with?
Nice to meet you, Bloop Plop. Dippity Dop.
Bloop Bloop Dippity Dop. I like that name, but you can call him Ploop.
Okay, Blue.
So we have lived in harmonious service here in the will of the Sea Mother for some time. There were occasional visionaries who stirred up trouble, and he kind of casts looks over at Shushar and gives him like a shitty look.
Oh.
He's like, visionaries have troubled up our past here, or our time here. There's nothing of any great concern, but a few weeks ago, Blop Bleep Pod. Bloop Bloop Peen's own daughter experienced a powerful vision of Limigugugun, the Deep Father. Proclaiming he the new god of her people, she has backed up her claims with a great increase in her magical power, and new followers have flocked to her. We are split in two, fighting amongst ourselves, and we need help. What do you do?
I guess we're going to help Lululemon. Lululemon.
We'll be right back.
needs our help.
Ploop. Hey. He, like, gives you a wink, Archie, for calling him Ploop.
Aww.
As he kind of walks you towards the gate, you guys haven't walked up yet, but he's kind of, like, got his arms around you, talking to you. And he explains that... He goes, I know this is going to sound crazy, and I just need you to hear me out. But I want to use you guys as bait. The Archpriest of the Deep Father needs humanoid sacrifices, and the party represents a prize collection in that regard. Ploop will offer you guys a token of peace and reconciliation to get closer to the Archpriest of Deep Father. So, you aren't going to be, like, helpless. You're going to have all your weapons. You have all your gear, but you're going to be pretending, because they don't care to take weapons from people because they have so many here. Like I said, this is a huge place, but... So he's basically saying, yes, he wants to use you as bait, so then once you guys get into the sacrifice, he can aid you in an ambush, attack them from both sides, from the inside and the out. He says he will reward you with anything you guys need, any aid you can have, anything he can do for you. He explains that they are very well traversed down here. They know how to move, they know how to do things. What do you do with that information?
I guess we're going to be fake sacrifices.
Fake sacrifices.
I'm not sure.
I'm down.
How do we know that they're not going to really hurt us?
Well, because they're leaving us without our weapons. So I feel like we still have a pretty
good
chance.
And you just saw them murder a bunch of their own kind in front of the geese.
He's so high right now, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
How are they going to fake sacrifices?
They're going to put... fake knots, not real knots, like fake ties around your hand, and you're going to go up to the sacrifice, and then once sacrifices begin and they're all gathered, then Bloop's people and himself will attack and ambush while you guys are inside, so you can attack and then they can attack as well.
Alright.
It'll be like a...
Sounds alright.
Sounds alright.
So you talk to the dude who's with us, see if that sounds sus or not.
He didn't really like Shushar.
Shushar is very, standoffish. He looks as if he's done something very wrong. And he kind of steps up, and he's like, Ploop, I know my actions are wrong, but I've changed my life, and I've turned to peace. He goes, I want to help with this. I want to, but I can't fight. But I am with you in any way you need, other than fighting. So, Ploop kind of puts a hand on his shoulder and nods to them, and you guys can... Shushar is definitely... Ploop was the original ones. They were the good ones, and his daughter saw visions of the Deep Father, Lumagugun, or whatever she called... whatever the fuck she called it. Lumagugun. Yeah, Limalulu. So you can tell that these are the good guys. He tells you these are the good guys.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Get to it.
Okay, so as you approach the gates, there stands 4 Kuatoa whips, which are, like, guard Kuatoa. As you walk up, I forgot his name. Ploop. Ploop kind of waves them on, and they let you all pass through. And as you walk through these gates, you see a huge village. Like, absolutely huge. He says, our population now is up to about 500. So we're really, really struggling here with everybody being divided. And he starts leading you through, and you can see, like, docks off to the, west. There's, like, a whole row of docks with, like, boats lined up, all kinds of various boats. There are Kuatoa everywhere. There's guards, there are civilians, they're all over the place. There's, like, huts made all over the place, like, out of the fucking shit they have around them. And then he leads you through, and he points over to a shrine, a very large shrine. And he says, this is the shrine of the Sea Mother. And it's a 9-foot-tall statue that stands there. Its body is roughly carved from some kind of wood in the shape of a humanoid female. Its head and forearms formed from the severed head and claws of a giant albino crayfish. These parts are lashed on with strands of guts and emit an overpowering stench of rotting shellfish. Shells, brightly colored stones, mushrooms, and rotting fish are piled at the statue's feet and strung in garlands around its neck. Four stern Kuotoa slowly circle the statue, alert and on guard, while a few others mill about, gazing up at the statue and bowing repeatedly while chanting. So, yeah, he kind of explains that this is the shrine of their god Sea Mother. I'm not even going to try to say her name again. Blip-blop-bloop-bloop-bloop. Yeah. And then he kind of leads you over to his hut, and he kind of goes over the plan again with you, and another Kuotoa walks in named Glukluglog, and loudly tells him he sees no need for outsiders to be involved in sacred matters. The archpriest dismisses his son, concerns with him, you know, like, tells him to get on, get lost, that this is all his matter, he got this handled. You guys are inside of his hut, and he tells you, goes over the plan again, and you guys, tells you you can rest here if you want to rest, so.
Yes. Long resty.
Long resty. Okay. I'll let you guys long rest then.
I'm gonna ride out this high.
Yep. Ride out this
sober
high.
Sober this bitch up.
All right. Well, fuck his house up.
So I get less spell slots.
You get all slots back, full health. Nate.
Yes.
Give me a wisdom save. Fuck. As you're trying to sleep. Tripping.
Crit fail.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah, crit fail.
All right, oh, so.
No sleep for the wicked.
I'm sorry. So, you close your eyes, and you, like, try to go to sleep, and it's, like, rapid flashing. You saw the lights, you saw the colors, you know, you thought it was cool, and then it starts turning into, like, twisty forests, and, like, you see this huge, dark,
like looking down a stethoscope.
You see this huge, dark, like, twisty forest. You see a really large tower with, like, a light on top, and you see, like, this weird, dark village.
Mordor.
And, You feel like pure dread. You feel pure sadness. You feel darkness only in that moment. And it pulls something, a piece of you that just doesn't feel right. So you are going to get your rest, long rests. But for the next hour after you wake up. No. Sorry. For the next, till you rest again to get a good rest, you will not be able to use rage.
That's bonkers.
The consequences of drugs.
The consequences of failing.
Look, you licked his elbow.
You probably don't need it. Your strength is ridiculous.
I don't need it.
All right.
Let's
put
my flame mace in their gaping ass.
All right, everybody, full health.
Yes.
Everybody's got their splots back. Kelly, you got full health. Ryan, did you get full health?
Do I have to roll for it?
Just full health. You long rest. You got everything back. Okay, so as you guys all start to wake and stir up, Voot Crystal's already awake before anybody else, just staring out the door in anticipation, pissed, and ready to go. The Archpriest of the Sea Mother steps forward across the span of the altar towards the Kuotoa waiting for him there, says, "The time has come for us to acknowledge your divine vision and welcome it. I have brought these offerings," he gestures toward all of you, standing within a circle of guards behind him. "Will you not accept them? You are wise," the young archpriest, his daughter, yells back at him. "I accept your offering in the name of the Deep Father. May their blood nourish and strengthen him." And like you hear all the Kuotoa just like burbling and doing the out there, fists raised in the air, just like pissed off. Ready to go. They want some blood. You see them bringing over, like, a beat up, like, bruised to pieces. Like, he's hurt. They're dragging him, and he's like a dwarf. Kind of like the drow, the dark elves, but a dark dwarf. Called a Durgar is what they're called. So they're dragging him along as a sacrifice as well. So you guys are bound up by Ploop. He ties you up. Loose enough to where you can break free easily, anytime. And you are all brought to the Deep Father's Shrine. The idol of the Limigugun, the Deep Father, consists of a large hide cut roughly in the shape of a manta ray and stretched out on cords between two support poles. A dead, splayed-out manta ray is pinned into the array. Their heads tied together and painted with red and blue pigments. The idol reeks of decay, and the broad stone altar below the idol is stained dark with blood.
So an octopus on top of a ray.
Yeah. So,
vicious.
Yeah. Very vicious. It's very, very nasty. So Kuotoa, like, are parading around the altar, and they're all just like, blah, 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 like, chanting. They're doing the Ewok song. No, yeah. No. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Glum, glum, glum. Glum, 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 glum. All right. But they just kind of parade around in a Blop Pleep Pod, Ploop's daughter. We're calling Blop, 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 her. Says that calls for the sacrifices to be brought forth. And there is one Kuotoa per each of you that starts to kind of walk you over, kind of herding you like animals with like little spears like poking at you. And you step down into a depression, like into the altar. And you guys are all pushed down on your knees right in front of the blood bucket. And before you know it, you hear the cries of all of Bloop and his soldiers come rushing in. And his daughter, he runs up to her and he says, "I'm sorry, my child," and just smashes her head in with a staff.
Hell yeah!
So she is out. He just like looks at her body like solemnly, just staring down at her. And looks to you and says, "Let's do this," and takes off running to go fight some more.
That's what's up, Bloop. That's what's up.
So...
about that family, kid.
Alright, so let's roll initiative. Let's roll some
initiative. Let's do it. Why did he kill his daughter?
Because she's the shrine of the Deep Father. She's the leader of the Deep Father cult.
Gotcha.
16
plus 3, so 19.
She's a dirty bitch, is what she was.
19?
19.
Was.
5 plus 3, so 8.
13. And
11
for me.
11.
All right. Is there a loophole on that rage?
Rage?
Yeah. Will my meth overpower that?
You'll get the effects from your from that, yes, but you won't be able to use range. Rage.
But it's essentially.
You'll get the strength advantage and 3 extra actions, yeah. Or extra action for 3 turns, yeah. Okay, so, let's see here. So 4 Kuotoa approach to fight you guys as everybody else starts getting on it. It is R1, Archie Ortiz. You are up first in the initiative.
So they're coming up at us?
Yep.
You're
ready to go.
Swing my cane at one of their faces.
Alright. Smack him up.
6 plus 5, 11.
Oh, shit. I'm on the wrong thing. 6 plus 5, 11?
Mm-hmm.
No, that will not hit. Totally sorry, sir. He just kind of like,
tragic.
Does it like fish dance and just kind of flips his tail and moves out of the way when you try to swing at him.
I'll get him next time.
Duke Crystal.
Yeah.
Your turn. Ma boy.
I'm going to burn the nearest one next to me with that damn flame base. Fucking fish skin bastard.
Dehydrate.
That is 14 to hit.
Yeah, it will hit.
Nice. And that is 6 plus 5, so 11 plus 1 fire damage. So 11 standard, 1 fire damage.
11 standard, 1 fire? Damn. Big boy hurt.
And that was a max damage roll. I like that. I like that. I have some fish for dinner.
All right.
They might not like me eating.
Next up is Flea Stick Sock Jelly.
All right, I guess I'm going to crack one of them right in their gill.
Oh.
With my flea mace.
Fucking stick it up in his gill.
I'm assuming I didn't hit with a 12.
That does not hit.
Hit the fish, please.
I'd be sorry, sir. All right. Kelly, Miss Muffin.
I'm going to use my...
Are you all individually attacking one?
I just went for the one closest to me.
Yeah.
Same
here. I'm
going
to use my dagger and I'm going to use my bonus action and dash up and dagger one.
You don't need to dash.
Okay. They're already
close
at
enough.
Me?
Yes. Oh, they all kind of ran up on you while you're in the you're coming out of the depression.
Well, then
there
since they're already so close, I'm just gonna dagger.
Okay. Get it.
Dagger. Actually, you can only dagger. You can't dagger.
Only one dagger. But you can do dagger. Yeah, you can dagger and dagger.
I want dagger.
I want Prince Dagger.
Okay. So I got 5 plus 6, and then I roll 1d4 plus 4.
I just don't know what his stuff is. What's up?
I got 5 plus 6.
That's 11.
That will not hit.
Dang. I don't get to dagger.
Fish people are tough.
Oh. You can't dagger.
Money?
Yeah, that's an
issue. Alright, so, as this happens, Prince Darendil, who they didn't bound up, neither is, because she was with Shushar, and the gelatinous cube is waiting outside. Prince Darendil comes running up, and Nate, give me 2 attack rolls for Prince Darendil. So you're going to use this companion in this fight. Go for it.
Yes. So that's 11. Bonuses to that.
His attack? It should say.
Oh, plus 5. Yep. I don't recall. So yeah, 16 on the first roll. And then plus 5, so 12 on the second.
Okay, first one will hit.
Okay. And that is 1d6 plus 3. So 3 plus 3, 6 damage.
Is he attacking the one that you were fighting? You want to send him after a different one? I think you're the only one who's hit.
I'll send him after one I'm attacking too.
Mm-hmm. Send one you're attacking?
Yeah. Okay.
Good deal. So Prince Darendil runs up, like, growling into slices with his claws once and slices across him and does a lot of good damage to him. Now it is the Kuatoa's turn. The one on Duke Crystal. He's going to try and use his big froggy fish mouth and try and bite you.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That is a 5 plus 3. That won't hit. Second one. We're going to go down the line here because you're all fighting one.
You better not bite me too or you'll get fucking high as a kite. Hell, imminent dread.
19 plus 3 will hit, Kelly. Miss Levin?
Oh, definitely. No.
On a bite?
A fish bite.
A hit? Yeah, it'll hit. Yeah.
A 19 plus 3? Yeah, my class is 14. Sorry.
All right. It's 3 damage.
Three damage?
Good deal. All right. Now we're moving on to the other one who has a net ready. He kind of steps back and he goes to throw it at you, Archie. And that is a... 10 plus 3?
Does not.
Oof. You're lucky. The rope comes at you, or the net comes at you, and you just kind of slash and move it out of the way. Now we're going to the one going to spear. Fucking. Flea Stick Sock Jelly. Yeah, it's not going to hit. It's a 7 plus 3. Nah. No hit. Flea Stick 16. All right, yeah. 16. Cool. All right, top of the round. Archie Ortiz.
Alrighty.
There are creatures everywhere.
I'm gonna try to hit him with my cane again.
Okay.
Try to crack him in the face. Oh my gosh. 9 plus 5, so 14.
14?
Mm-hmm.
That will hit.
Alrighty. Okay.
Damage die.
But if I two-hand, I can't bonus action, can I?
Yep.
Oh, I can.
Oh, yeah, bonus action is just an unarmed strike as a monk. So you can, like, crack him and then just swing up and punch him.
Alright. 8 plus 3. So.
That will not hit.
No, that's damage.
Oh, damage. Fuck. Oof! What was it? 8 plus 3?
Yeah, so.
Good hit. 11 damage.
All right, and then I'm going to bonus action.
Good shit. Get it. Isn't that what you did?
Jab right in the face.
11 damage, that first
if
one.
It hits. Yeah. I'm going to jab him in the face.
Okay. Punching good.
Well, never mind.
For an unarmed strike?
It's 2 plus 5, so it does not hit.
Okay. Good thing it was with an unarmed strike.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing it was that. That means it's up to Duke Crystal.
Yes. I'm going to reckless attack the one that's in front of me. Thank God that was a crit fail. And a crit. Reckless attack. I get advantage.
Oh, good. Good.
So I got a crit fail and a crit. So
all right, double damage. Crit.
And I imagine he's going to be smited after this. So it's 4, 5, 9 damage. 4, 5, 9 damage. So 18 and then the one fire damage. So 19 damage.
He was at 1.
Well, he is so, he is soil.
Yeah, you yes, he is now, as you described, he is soil. There is nothing left in him. Bye-bye. He's in the dirt. He's part of the earth now. He's no longer a fish person.
He is pin particleized.
Yeah. Okay. One is down. You crushed him. I think that's next is
Prince Darendil, I think.
Oh yeah, he rolled now. You rolled 20 for him. So yeah, you can go ahead and go with Prince Darendil if you want. Then technically, he would have been ahead of all of you.
I'll just go for the nearest one, other than the one I just cracked.
Okay. I'd say that's probably the one on Miss Muffin.
Okay, well I'll go support her then. I'll do the multi attack again.
Okay, multi attack it up, Prince Darendil.
That one's not gonna hit. Oof. I don't think
you missed both?
Yeah, both missed.
Right. Give me a wisdom save for Prince Darendil.
Okay. 12 plus 1, so 13.
Alright, so Prince Darendil misses his attacks and like spins around in a circle. He like slaps himself in the head. He's like, ah, I'm Prince Darendil, not some beast. And then starts kind of running away from the fight for a turn.
Oh, okay. Like pussy.
Yeah. He's got his problems when he doesn't get what he wants.
Prince.
That means, who was it? Flea Stick?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Flea Stick. Got one on you.
I'm going for him with the flea mace. I'm going to crack his ass in the gill this time. Alright, 17 plus 4.
That'll definitely hit. Alright. Flea mace him.
Where's my D6?
Square. Should be.
Is it?
Yep.
Alright, so 8. Good.
Max damage.
It's 8 damage.
Okay. Good hit. Good hit. Miss Muffin. Your turn.
Definitely gonna dagger.
Dagger, dagger. Dagger, dagger.
Oh. 3 plus 6. I suck.
That doesn't hit.
Miss Muffin can't dagger.
Alright, so.
Did add that 2 plus 2 on damage, right?
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
It don't matter no more. so, as you guys all are just fighting and, swinging at each other, everybody, there's blood everywhere. There's Kuotoa screaming. You hear this. You hear this, like, burbling cries of the Kuotoa off in the distance by the surface of the water. And further out, you guys start to see, like, bubbles and foam and, like, thick, oily, like, tentacles just kind of come bursting out of the water. And followed by another one burst out. And then you see two gigantic, monstrous heads, like, break the surface of the water, both resembling angry baboons and wickedly curved tusks. Both heads are attached to a single torso, and the monster's red eyes burn with bloodlust and madness. The creature rising from the dark lake must stand 30 feet tall or more, with water cascading down its back and its shoulders. Upon reaching its full height, the great demon throws back its head and roars. And the Demogorgon came from the dark lake.
Ooh.
So.
I just realized that dude that I turned into soil, he would have been even more soil because I forgot to use Savage Attack.
Oh,
critical, yeah, and I roll an extra attack die on top of it, so poor guy.
Okay, so, right now, you see, literally, the fucking Demogorgon just came out of the water.
Demogorgon.
Yes.
Hey, he did say something about an old demon or Demogorgon,
he said,
or something.
The Lemigugun, the Deep Father.
Oh.
But it's actually the Demogorgon.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
I get to
fuck Lulu Lemon on this too.
The Demogorgon just rised up from the lake, the Prince of Demons. So each of you need to give me a charisma saving throw.
charisma saving throw?
Yes.
All of us?
The fuck?
All of the Kuoto around you are just like screaming, let me goo-goon! They're like bowing down. Like
19, motherfucker.
Good deal.
Where is charisma?
It'll be your very last
charisma save. One of those.
I got 13.
13?
Yep.
17 plus 2?
17 plus 2, 19.
Okay, so you all save, but you see all the Kuoto around you instantly get, like, incapacitated. They're, like, locked to the ground.
Elevator to...
Yeah. I need to do something here.
Too much spiritual pressure.
Okay, so... Prince Darendel is locked to the ground. He's stuck to the ground. He can't move. He's just kind of screaming out. Shushar is off to the distance because he didn't join the fight. He runs to you guys and he's like, I got a boat ready for you and you can get out of here if you need to get out of here. He's drawn up a map to escape from the Underdark through the waters, through the tunnels of the Dark Lake. But he drew up a map, but you guys have to go now to be able to get out of here and escape the Demogorgon.
You guys want to fight this thing?
I'm ready to clap.
Me too.
I kind of want to fight it.
It's a Demogorgon. It's probably going to fucking...
Yeah, we should probably
It's
going
to decimate us, but...
I don't want to fight it because I would like to live.
All right, let's get out.
We should leave, yeah.
I don't like running.
Me neither,
but...
It's not running.
You might have to, drag Duke. You might have to drag
him out. I will drag him out. Let's tie him up and we'll drag him.
I grab him by his belt loop.
He's doing the bell loop call.
All right, so four strength checks against one. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, do it. Post strength checks.
Well, it shouldn't be
you
hard.
Guys got it. You're fine.
16.
I crit rolled. So
you go to pick him up,
the
and it's like,
were like
it's like one of those moments when you pick up like a cat by the nape of its neck. You pick up Duke Crystal by his belt and like
How
collar, and he just
Hazel.
Goes and just locks up for you guys to carry him like a little suitcase.
Yeah, that's right.
Shushar kind of takes you over to the docks and puts you on a boat that has a couple, like, looks like harpoon placements on it, and, like, some oars to row, and points you in the direction you need to be going. But Shushar turns around and he says, I'm not going with you. I've ran too long. He goes, I've looked for peace, I've looked for war, and I've got them both. And now it's time to save my village. And Shushar like turns around and starts walking towards the Demogorgon. And you see like the Demogorgon 30 foot tall, like stepping out of the water, and Shushar is like standing there proud and like screaming up at the Demogorgon, like, this is your time. And then the Demogorgon just crushes Shushar instantly, turns him into nothing but mist.
Nice.
Good, great minds think alike. So Shushar just died trying to save his place with the power he definitely didn't have. Are you guys ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Okay, who's gonna row?
I'll row.
I'm not very strong.
Actually, wait a minute. He should row, if he will.
The guy who doesn't want to leave.
You need to work it out of your
if
system.
He doesn't
sir.
Row,
do your
bone
of math.
I guess I'll just exert my anger out on these fucking oars.
Oof.
10.
10? Okay, so you guys move forward a bit, but you're still in the zone of fucking chaos. A Kuotoa comes running and tries to jump onto the boat. Archie.
Gel should eat him. Jellyman.
Jellyman? Okay, Jellyman blocks him and pushes him off into the thing.
Or swallows
him up, actually, yeah. He goes to jump at you, and a gelatin man just... The cube comes up out of the form of the boat. Like, he was in the cracks of the boat. Just, like, comes up, grabs him, and then disappears.
He's just like freedom!
Yeah,
just gets stuck in an acid blob.
Yep, that's what happens. All right, give me another strength check, Neat. Duke Crystal.
Okay. Sorry, Archie, didn't mean to steal your glory there, but...
Oh, it's okay.
I felt like Jellyman should get some action. That is a 20.
20? Okay, you, like, give her a good... like double or like thrust,
she gone.
And it's like a video game, and you
the
just hit, like a, yeah. So I was gonna be about to say like a video game when you like use the sprint button on a boat, you get like the double dash push, and you guys hit a drift of water that starts to pull you through, and you guys are cruising on down the Dark Lake. You do know the path. You're gonna follow that path, I'm assuming. Get the fuck out of the Underdark.
I'll follow the flow. Go with the foe.
Okay, so as you are, you know, cooking ass away from the thing, you end up feeling like this huge wave of water start rushing behind you, from assuming the Demogorgon had made a wave just by splashing the water. So everybody give me a dexterity or strength saving throw. Your one, whatever you have more on.
Oh, crit.
I'm gonna reroll that. Was on an angle.
1 plus 5.
20
six.
Plus 5.
16 plus 2.
That's a 10.
10?
Yeah.
What'd you get, Kelly?
1 plus 5.
1 plus 5? A natural 1?
Yeah.
Wow.
Plus 5.
I got a 20 plus 5. I got a natural 20.
Cat's gone.
You save her.
Save me!
You're thrown overboard, Kelly.
No!
You're splashed off into the water.
Is Hazel okay?
She's your cat's just swimming around in circles.
Come here, but, Hazel!
You know, the boat kind of comes to like a haltering, like, flop back. You know, one of those things where it's hitting a wave and it's like flopping forward and back, and like kind of, yeah, kind of stopping there in that little tunnel you were taking. And, Kelly, you need to give me a strength check.
19 minus 1, 18.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. Better?
No.
Not. Did you just ruin it? Thank you.
Yeah, he did.
What? Oh,
the minivan.
Not the minivan.
Not the minivan.
Okay, so as you're thrown overboard and you start to swim away, you did critically fail, so you didn't quite get away immediately, and some kind of fucking, like, creatures start flopping around inside the water, like, just, like, swimming through the water at you and bites you a bunch, and you take, 5-6 damage.
Oh, my God.
Giant
what creatures?
But with your really good strength check, you did climb up out of the water and back onto the boat.
With bites all over
you. Yes, with bites all over
you. I'm already scratched up for my cat. Now I've got these fish bites.
So you guys did escape. So, you did very well. You guys are out of that area. You're away from the Demogorgon.
You're damn right you didn't.
Critical fail.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart, R1, as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker, R2, as Fleastick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.